Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What happened the night Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez died?
There needs to be some rest. There needs to be some closure.
We follow the leads on Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 9th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The city of Long Beach has agreed to temporarily house hundreds of unaccompanied migrant children inside the Long Beach Convention Center. KPCC's Caroline Champlin says the city council has agreed to the federal government's request.
Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia said the White House reached out to him directly, asking the city to shelter up to 1,000 migrant children, because Border Patrol facilities have gotten so overcrowded. In a special meeting this week, the city council agreed. They can use the convention center until August. Supporters of the plan say the temporary shelter will be better than where the kids are right now. But Gabby Hernandez, head of the Long Beach Immigrant Rights Coalition, thinks it'll just be a gussied-up detention center.
They're going to make these places nice and music and art, but that's not the solution.
Hernandez and more than 30 other organizations condemn the city's decision in an open letter. The solution, they say, is for the Biden administration to match children with their parents or sponsors faster, or on a short-term basis, to house kids in licensed child care facilities operated by community nonprofits. I'm Caroline Champlin.
Long Beach has opened up vaccinations to city residents age 16 and up, starting today on a walk-up basis at the Long Beach Convention Center. The mayor says the walk-up doses will be offered every day but Sunday, and if the site runs out of vaccine on a given day, people still in line will be scheduled on the spot for a later appointment. Online appointments for those 16 and older become available on Thursday, April 15th. CDC data show Native Americans have been diagnosed with COVID-19 at more than three times the rate of white Americans. Joseph Quintana is development director for the United American Indian Movement. It's a human and health services provider for the community in Los Angeles. They're working to get indigenous people vaccinated and protected from the virus.
The one benefit of our organization is that we have a medical staff, including medical doctors, nurse practitioners, who are American Indian themselves. They can help best educate our community, both understanding westernized medicine and how it also relates to traditional forms of healing as well.
Quintana says, in addition to health impacts, the pandemic has highlighted and exacerbated inequities that Native Americans face in education and the job market, as well as in access to services. Yosemite National Park will require advanced reservations for day visitors during the peak summer season to limit crowds and allow for social distancing. That covers the span of May 21st through September 30th. The park reports that large crowds have already been coming to the park in recent weeks. Yosemite put in place a day use reservation system last summer, which dropped the park's visitation rates by half. This summer, the capacity allowed will range from 50 to 90%, depending on what levels of COVID-19 are found in Mariposa County. Governor Newsom and legislative leaders have reached an agreement to spend more than $500 million on wildfire prevention. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd tells you more.
The money would largely focus on forest management projects, such as vegetation thinning. It would also set aside more than $20 million for low-income residents to fireproof their homes. Newsom touted the plan at a press conference in Fresno County.
More suppression strategies, more prevention strategies, more regional long-term, medium-term strategies, and a greater sense of urgency than ever in contemporary California history.
Over 4 million acres burned in 2020, making it a record-setting wildfire season. Newsom has proposed hundreds of millions of dollars in additional wildfire spending in his budget, which is still being negotiated in the legislature. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
As climate change warmed the planet over the past 50 years, rainstorms across much of the western U.S. grew more erratic and droughts became much longer. That's the finding of a federal study released this week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Research hydrologist Joel Biederman co-wrote the report. He says instead of looking at annual rainfall totals, they looked at how that rain arrives.
And what we're seeing in this study is that it's arriving in fewer, sometimes larger storms, And the consequence of that, of course, is that there are longer dry intervals in between the storms.
The most dramatic changes happened in the desert southwest, where the average dry period between storms has increased from 30 to 45 days in the 1970s to 45 days now. The consequences of intense dry periods are not good: more intense and dangerous wildfires, parched croplands, and not enough vegetation to support livestock and wildlife. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.